Hello and welcome to a podcast episode. We are your hosts, Chimen,
Selin,
and Amani.
And in this podcast episode, we want to talk about how community connects, the importance of community, and how the lack of community today could be one of the reasons why loneliness is so prevalent in Gen Z. We look after each other and no one gets left behind. This is how I would describe community if someone would have asked me to give a definition for it. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one with this type of definition. Generally, we can say that community connects individuals through shared experiences, values, and goals, fostering a sense of belonging and support. This connection enhances social cohesion, emotional well-being, and collective problem-solving, making communities vital for personal and societal growth. Particularly within ethnic communities, place a strong emphasis on the importance of community. This focus was rooted in cultural traditions and the necessity of collective support for survival and prosperity. Extended families and close-knit neighborhoods work together to maintain cultural heritage, to provide mutual assistance, and it showed in the ways of helping each other to find jobs, schools for their kids, and also teaching their own kids and other kids the mother tongue. And that's something I fondly remember from my childhood, to be honest. If I had to describe my childhood in two words, I think it would be full house. Almost every weekend we had people visiting us from France, Belgium, or from different parts of Germany. They were eating with us, they slept over, or we went over to their places. And I've played with kids which I consider my family to a certain extent. Those men and women and children were not or are not blood related to me, but they were part of the community my parents built here, the friends they met here in Germany when they immigrated back in the early 90s. And what fascinates me that with the most to this day, they're still in contact and they check up with each other and support each other when one's going into a tough time. But what about you guys? Do you share my sentiments or was it a little bit different for you?
Yep, I can totally relate to that.
But what I also would add is food. Because my first thought that came to my mind where you two men talked about building community was actually food. Namely, I often remember how my mother shared stories about how food was more than just a sustenance. It was like a bridge to others in our neighborhood, especially in those days where gifting homemade meals often acted like an open invitation to others. My most remembered experience was when my mother would make her famous Fanta lemon cake, which basically means Fanta lemon cake, and P.S. she just put a can of Fanta with her ingredients and she mixed them, and also for topping she used tangerines and powdered sugar, which you guys, oh my god, it's so delicious, you have to try it out. And after that, she would always give some pieces to our neighbors who were German, and they would always be thrilled and happy when they received a cake, and they also gave their compliments to my mother on how delicious it tasted. And not only did my mother give out cakes or desserts, but also like other traditional Turkish foods like lahmacun or different kinds of börek. And by doing so, you guys, it was also like a way to share her culinary knowledge and also create a sense of curiosity to our German neighbors or also to others who didn't really know traditional Turkish food or are really familiar with other foods as well besides German food, for example. And you guys, my mother would also like care for a neighbor's son. For example, when he was sick, she would also bring like Turkish soup or Turkish medicine to him and just care for him until his mother arrived back from work. And this shows basically how food can be used as a tool to connect people and also like create a sense of bonding and trust and just how to maintain or how to build a relationship or even a friendship with other people. And my mother would also always tell me that this way, this act of, I don't know, giving food to other peoples or even strangers was not just about welcoming them, but rather it was about breaking the ice and showing care and also create a sense of belonging, that you are now a part of the environment or even like a part of the society. And therefore, food can also be seen often as an unspoken language of love and acceptance too. And you guys, you had the same experience with food, right?
Yeah, it was the same for me.
I share the same memories of my mother inviting people over to eat with us.
Then another important point for me was also language, because language was crucial for maintaining cultural identity and continuity within the community. And speaking Turkish helped also my parents connect with others, preserving shared heritage and values. And for my parents, and likely yours too, Cimen and Amani, speaking the same language was about connection and cultural preservation, and not just only about communication. And so when my mother met someone who also spoke Turkish, it provided her with a comforting sense of familiarity and belonging. And also this connection led to an instant bond, like the friendship she formed with a woman in our building who also came from Turkey. And it also played a crucial role in educating our generations about our own heritage. And so we also did learn our native language from early age on and visited our home country as well as many times when it was possible. However, not everything did stay away, unfortunately, and there are some big changes regarding how to maintain or build a community in our today's generation or even society too, and how we do not even have the skills anymore like our parents did back in the day to maintain or even build a community. And for this topic, I think Amani, you would like to say something on that matter, right?
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack, especially regarding some generational differences. Basically, I noticed two different trends in general on how our generation looks at their culture. One of them being embracement and preservation. You can find people that hold onto their culture even stronger. Also the opposite trend, where people actually disconnect from their culture or even deny their identity. That could have various reasons, such as fear of discrimination, desire or pressure for assimilation, maybe even internalized negative stereotypes. Another reason that actually offers a new talking point is the struggle with having a double identity. For instance, personally, I am seen as the Arab in Germany, but in my home country, I'm called the German one. But it also makes us question our whole identity, because it always sounds like an either-or case. Like, there's no way to be both. You often find these struggles in young adults. Speaking of young adults with double nationalities, there's another issue they might encounter with other generations. Older generations who grew up in a pre-digital world have had to adapt to the rapid advancement of technology over time. So they often actually value face-to-face interactions more and may find digital communication less fulfilling. On the other hand, Gen Z is known to consist of digital natives that use the internet for their advantage. Online communication is second nature to them, whether it's through social media, text messaging, or video calls. This difference complicates the communication to family and older generations in the home country even more. To overcome these barriers in the future, we should bridge the generational gap by learning from each other. Gen Z can teach the older generations to use modern technology and encourage them to not only talk to us, but maybe even share their culture on social media. I remember it made me so happy to see an old Arab woman that uses social media to share her family recipes, because it's very difficult to get such traditional recipes. Alright, but conversely, it's equally important to teach Gen Z the value of in-person communication skills and show the value of such conversations. Another critical aspect is the internalized racism that might fuel the disconnection to our own culture, but that's a bigger issue that we can solve, so let's just leave it at that for now.
Well, our dear listeners, there was a lot to unpack, wasn't it? We talked about how past generations viewed community, how that impacted our childhood. We talked about our own experiences, and we tried to talk about how the lack of community could be the reason why Gen Z feel such a disconnect with each other. We hope that we were able to encourage you to think a little bit more about community as a whole and to foster more that feeling of community within your own communities. thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope to catch you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.